All right, please be seated. God bless your wonderful hearts. God's word says not only to be hearers, but doers only, doesn't it? And I'm real blessed that we can be at a fellowship where we're doing the word. You know, a lot of fellowships going on this morning, people come. They sing a few songs, hear somebody pray, and hear a message from the Bible, and then go home, and that's it. But I'm really blessed to be able to come to a fellowship where people can do the word. We heard manifestations, didn't we? Man, I certainly was built up with those, huh? Within the body of Christ. You know, it wasn't one or two people doing everything. It's the family doing the word, doing the word. That's the purpose of God's word, so that it can be done. And to hear the manifestations, to be built up, and then to hear sharings, people that have been delivered and seen God work in their lives. Wow. That sure is encouraging, isn't it? So I'm real thankful to hear, you know, God's people doing the word, seeing the wonderful deliverance that we read about and we study about in God's word. So I trust what I share with you from God's word will be applied, and we can see more signs, wonders, and miracles, and see God work in all of our lives continuously until he comes back. Well, if you would, please turn to Isaiah chapter 26. The great riches of God's love and grace is easily available to anyone who simply believes Romans 10:9. Somebody learns a little bit about the Lord Jesus Christ to the extent that they can make him Lord, believe that God raised him from the dead, they get born again of God's Spirit. Man, oh man, they receive all the fullness of the spiritual realities that God has made available. They become children of God. They have God's righteousness. They have the redemption. They have everything, sanctification, they have everything that God's made available. And that believer that does that, let's say somebody's in this group here that believes right now, gets born again of God's Spirit, has the same fullness of the power of Christ within them than some of us that did that many years ago. Isn't that wonderful? How God has put all that together. Every child in the family of God has the same regardless. Now, you might think, well, heck, I've got it all now. I'll just hang out and wait till Christ comes back. But I trust that now our efforts in learning God's word, going to the word of life, and then endeavoring to walk on it, that people would do this for two basic reasons. Number one, that they desire to tap into the promises of God and receive the deliverances that we've been sharing about. That they can act and give to others so that they can get born again. So first, hey, there's great promises in here that I can live an exciting, dynamic life for God and receive all his blessings. So now, yes, I want to go to God's word and learn it. And secondly, yes, I want to go to God's word so that I can help somebody else get born again of God's Spirit. Somebody else, help them walk on the word so that they can walk with the great power of God and see the deliverance. Those are good, worthy things to do, isn't it? To go to God's word. Really is. When I think about where can I go? You know, I want to get my head into the word. Where can I go to help me do this? There's one scripture that really stands out for me, and that's in Isaiah chapter 26. Let's take a look at Isaiah 26, verse 3, please. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Boy, there's a lot in that, those two verses, aren't there? And I want to take a look in a little bit of depth into those two scriptures, those two verses here. So back in verse 3, it says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. The word peace is shalom in the Hebrew. The word perfect happens to be the same word, shalom. Peace, peace. So God is saying that thou will keep him, God will keep that person in perfect peace. Peace, peace. You know, pretty good emphasis there, huh? Peace, peace. Why? Because your mind is stayed on him, because he trusteth in thee. This word mind is really thoughts, okay? You know, it's not like you take your brain, all right, and use that to stay on the things of God or the Word of God, trusting in him, but it's thoughts. We have thoughts going on all the time, you know, and it's those thoughts that are going on that determine what we're going to believe or not believe. You know, if we have thoughts of fear, thoughts of apprehension, you know, we kind of, our actions are going to be, you know, we're going to stand back a little bit. If we have thoughts of confidence and trust, well, we're just going to move on the things of life. So, what a great verse here, that we would have our thoughts stayed on God. If I can keep my thoughts, my mind stayed on God, because I trust in him. Trust ye in the Lord. The word Lord there is Jehovah. Jehovah is the covenant-making God that makes promises, and he's going to back them up. That's what Jehovah is. He makes covenants. He makes promises. So trust you in Jehovah, the one who makes promises. And God's made great promises for us, huh? Forever. For in the Lord, and the word Lord there is Jah. And then it says, the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Jah is a term, Jehovah, in the sense of salvation, who saves. Okay? And it's a great, you know, double usage of a title of God, in that he is Jehovah that saves, that makes that covenant with us, is everlasting strength. And that word everlasting strength, and some of you may have this in your Bibles if you have a different translation than the King James, is rock of ages. You got some of you got that. It's the rock of ages. See, we can trust in the Lord Jehovah forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is the rock of ages. The rock of ages. You know, there can't be any words that can move a rock. Words don't move a rock. Emotions, nothing, wind, anything. That rock is going to stay there, right? That big rock's not going to move. And that's our God. And we can trust in him. It's a great declaration of our wonderful God and what we can do to trust in him and walk with him. So I want to look at this with a little more depth. And I want to do this kind of in three parts. We're going to look at, first, staying our mind. What is it to stay our mind or stay our thoughts in light of our Heavenly Father being the rock? Because he's a rock, we can stay our mind, have thoughts on him. We can wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. So we're going to look at that first, and then we're going to look at the greatness of the peace of God. Because, boy, that's the result. If we stay our mind, have those right thoughts on him, thinking of him, we're going to have peace, peace. We're going to take a look at that, and then we'll kind of put everything together. All right? So let's take a look at this first. Staying our minds, waiting on him. Verse 8, chapter 26, look at this. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. with my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, and my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Isn't that a great verse there? Man, that's something that we can do as children of God. These were servants. We can wait on the Lord. We can have the desire. You know, we all have different desires, don't we? You know, we sit down to dinner. We have a great meal. What are you desiring next? Dessert. All right. Me too. Okay. What about coming to God and having a desire to have that fellowship with Him and to receive His wonderful blessings? Man, oh man, with my soul I have desired thee in the night. Yea, my spirit within me will I seek thee early. Boy, this is something we can build in our minds. We can have thoughts like this. Why not? Why not? Okay, let's keep reading here. Let's go to Isaiah back here a little bit, 25. Isaiah 25, verse 9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. You will not be disappointed when you wait upon the Lord. You know, some of the deliverances we heard about in the sharings didn't happen like that, did it? But there was a consistency, there was something in the heart of the individuals that knew that God could deliver. And we waited and waited, knowing that God does deliver. See, this is the great attitude we want to put in our life. And we need to do it by going to the Word. Going to the Word should not be a drudgery. It shouldn't be like, okay, I've got to read the Bible sometime today, and man, oh man, how am I going to find that 5 minutes to read a couple scriptures? I got so much going on. It shouldn't be a drudgery, should it? These are the words of life. This is what we should desire to do. Yes, we got to go to work and put our head into that job. But you know what? We have a little open mind, you know, a little time to think on other things. We can say, ah, tonight is fellowship. All right, I'm looking forward to going to fellowship, not only to hear the Word, but man, I give. I can go there and sing some great songs and smile and shake somebody's hand and just bless them one-on-one. Oh, there's so much that can happen if we have the desire to see God and to see the things of God work in our life. Okay, 40, Isaiah 40. We're just all over Isaiah here, huh? Isaiah 40, chapter 31. I've got this verse on a plaque on the wall behind my desk in my office. 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Boy, it sure pays off to wait on the Lord, doesn't it? And this is part of staying our mind on God. You know, the stayed mind or the stayed thoughts on God. Because we wait upon the Lord. This is, should be our expectation. The expectation here is that the Lord will renew their strength. And they can mount up as wings with eagles. Pretty neat. We can stay our mind, our thoughts on God. We wait on Him, always thinking and praising Him. You know, that's why we have, it's wonderful why we have the privilege to speak in tongues, is with the purpose that we can think of God and worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's a great reality. Waiting for God is not like waiting for a bus. What do you get? Waiting for a bus? A ride? And that's it. But to wait on God, the rock of ages, knowing that He will come through. God's not a man that He should lie. And if we stay our mind, our thoughts on Him, what is the result? Peace peace, perfect peace. Don't we all want that? Let's look at some other verses in light of waiting on the Lord, staying our mind, our thoughts on Him, knowing that He's going to bless us. We're going to go to Psalms 27, and we're going to look through some great scriptures in Psalms in light of this. Psalm 27, 14. Wait, or verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. 31, I'm just going to read these things and let you bask in the richness of what God is saying and communicating here. And again, the goal here is to have you leave this fellowship, and hopefully all of us will have, you know, put our thoughts more on our wonderful, loving Heavenly Father and think about Him, thinking about the truth of God's Word. So 31, verse 1. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Never ashamed when you put your trust on God. Deliver me in Thy righteousness. Bow down Thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Don't we all want it quick, huh? Nothing wrong with that. Deliver me speedily. Be Thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For Thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for Thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Man. 40, Psalm 40. Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Can you picture that? And set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear or reverence, and shall trust in the Lord. Man, oh man, we can sing praises, right? And of course, we can sing in tongues. We can sing perfect songs. Might not sound perfect, but the words are just the best. Psalm 130. Let's look at Psalm 130. You know, we don't want to let the world determine the outcome of a situation. We want to determine the situation because we wait upon the Lord. We stay our minds on Him, our thoughts. Psalm 130, verse 1. Out of the depths have I cried unto Thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let Thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. Man, we had some great prayers here. We should have great expectations. We should be like this in the Psalms. You know, let Thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If Thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? Who shall stand? You know, if God kept the score on how our life is, you know, we would all fail. But He doesn't. Verse 4, but there is forgiveness with Thee, that Thou mayest be feared or reverenced. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. Man, oh man, oh man. I hope you make some notes on these verses and go back and just get these verses, these thoughts, so that you can build your hope in Him. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning, if you didn't hear it the first time. And he says it twice. You know, in those days, you know, everything started right when the sun come up. They didn't have all these lights and everything else. And, you know, you get up early and drive around. But everything was just waiting for that sun to pop up and get a little light going. You know, and everybody's waiting for that. The great anticipation of the day to start. But look at how this correlates with us. And the attitude of mind, right? That we wait upon the Lord as if that, you know, it's just going to come up. And it does every time, doesn't it? The sun always comes up. Always does. Man, oh man. Go back, Psalm 62. Psalm 62. Man, it's just so wonderful to read these scriptures and then have them be a part of our thoughts, incorporate the word into our thinking, and just have the joy and rejoicing of the word in our minds. 62, verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God. A little word study there. The word wait is wait in silence. Wait in silence. My soul waits in silence, for thou wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Shelah. Man, we need to cry out our heart to God. You know, so many times we get into situations and we just get frustrated and we just grab the, you know, a friend or a spouse or somebody and we're just, well, do that with God. And when you're crying, try to speak in tongues at the same time. Cry in tongues. That's a new thing. Cry in tongues. Go to God first. And man, you're just letting your heart go. And then maybe, you know, boy, I just speak in tongues. And then wait a minute. It's God. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. Man, I can wait upon Him. God's going to cover this. God's going to take care of this. My expectations are from Him, not from the world. Man, oh man. Well, what is the result of this stayed mind that we're talking about? Our thoughts on Him. What's the result? Peace, peace. Let's look at that. Peace, peace. Peace of heart. That inner contentment, that confidence, that security, that quietness free from strife. Tranquility of heart. See, that's what we get. We don't have to be so anxious. We can get that quality of, and the whole world could be going to hell, and we can be at peace, right? Because it's God. Let's look at some great verses in light of this. 57, Isaiah. Let's go back to Isaiah, and then we'll come back to Psalms 119. But we're going to look at Isaiah first. 57. Isaiah 57, 19. I create the fruits of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is afar off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. Peace, peace to him that is far off, and I will heal them. You know, I think that's where we see the great deliverance when we need it is we just get to God, we let it all out, and then we finally just kind of get at peace, and then there's that healing, there's that deliverance. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. But we're the righteous, so we have that peace. Now, Psalm 119, Let's go back to Psalm 119. Great section here. Psalm 119. Verse 161. This is a great psalm to read. Every verse refers to God's word pretty much. I think there's a couple exceptions. 161. Princes have persecuted me without a cause. Have we been persecuted at times without reason? Why is this happening to me? But my heart standeth in awe of thy word. Man, isn't it be neat to get like that? All the crap that's going on in the world around us, situations at work and family and friends, all the things are going on. But my heart standeth in awe of thy word. We can do that. It's available for us to focus our mind, our thoughts like that. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Wow! I don't think any of us, if we're walking along and there's a $100 bill on the street, would not go, yippee! We would rejoice. That's how we should be when we come to the scriptures. We open the scriptures we're reading and then there's that something that hits your heart and you go, all right! I rejoice in the word. I hate, verse 163, I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Seven times a day. You know, I wonder how many times Christians in a day think of God and just pray to him or just think about him. You know, this verse, when I looked at this, I thought, you know, I need to do this. I need to consciously think about God at least seven times a day. You know, speak in tongues. And just consciously do this. Because I bet there's some times we go through a day and rarely think about the word or something, you know. But why not? We have full charge of our brains. We take charge of our mind, our thoughts, and say, I'm going to think about God seven times a day or more. A great little goal. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Boy, when you get to the point where God's word takes preeminence in your life, nothing will offend you. All hell can break loose. But if you got God's word, you've got the peace, you know, your mind is stayed on, you got peace, nothing will offend you. You know, sure, your boat might get rocked, but you're going to be like Jesus Christ, who was still asleep, remember? You know, everybody's saying, oh, we're going to die. The waves are coming in. Everybody, we're going to die. Where's Jesus? He's sleeping. He's at peace. He knows the situation will be taken care of. He trusts in his Father. And we can be like that too. Why not aspire to that? Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Man, we should have a love relationship with God's word. I love you, word. Oh my golly, because it's the word of life. Wow. There's a lot of things we could say on this stuff, but let's talk about a little more about the peace. Peace is that big part of our lifestyle for a believer, and it's something that we can have great contentment in our heart. And it just comes with stayed mind, stayed thoughts on the Word, on our Heavenly Father, know that He's going to be there. A couple verses, I'll just read them for you. Romans 8:6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You know, so spiritually minded, on the Word, on the Heavenly Father, thoughts on Him and the Word. Man, life and peace. 2 Peter 1:2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and our and of Jesus our Lord." Wow. So our knowledge, as we get more knowledge, that grace and peace will be multiplied unto you. Well, we've looked at these aspects. The first aspect of staying our mind, our thoughts on God, because He is that rock of ages. We've looked at the great peace that's available. And what can we do practically speaking? What action can we take? I mean, we've seen great examples here. And there's a couple more verses I want to share with you. Joshua. So go back a little bit to Joshua. Joshua, Deuteronomy. Joshua, Judges. Joshua 1:8. You know, people say attitude is everything. You know, it's not what you know so much, but it's your attitude. Man, if we can build our attitude on God and His wonderful word. This book, verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Man, that's a full and rich verse. You want to have good success, be prosperous? Meditate day and night on God's word. Look at Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. Psalms, Proverbs 3. You know, the payoff of staying our thoughts, our mind on God, are great. They are peace. Chapter 3, Proverbs. Verse 1, we'll start there. "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of day and long days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Boy, that's a good practical verse, isn't it? "And lean not unto thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge" who? God, our Father. "All thy ways, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths in all your ways." Wow. Wonderful. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. I guess if I had to share this in one verse, this might be it. 2 Corinthians 10. This is a great one to retemorize. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Verse 5, "casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Casting down imaginations. Boy, do we have some wild ones, don't we? Man, with the TV and movies, all kinds of things are going on in our minds. Pretty wild. What do? Cast them down. Cast them down. "Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." And then what do? We bring into captivity. We bring into captivity. Susie, come here. You are the Word of God. I'm going to bring them into captivity. I've got the word, right? All right. Now, you guys stand up. You all don't have to stand. I was first row, but you all can stand up, stretch a little bit. That's good. I've got the word here, but man, oh man, look at all these different words of the world. You know, fear. Oh, you can't do that. Successful? Not you. You're no good. You have not the right education. Oh, you're no good. You know, look at all of you. Could be these wild input, right? These different thoughts that I could have. And I can go, oh yeah, okay, yeah, it's not, I'm a little afraid. I might, wait a minute. I'm going to lead captivity. God's word, every thought captive. Every thought, I've got it. Wow, I've got the word. I got to stay put. I can get influenced here and hit all these negative thoughts. Never. Wait a minute. No, I don't feel good. No. Ah, the word. I'm going to leave captive God's word and keep it in my mind. All right? Got it? All right. Whew. You guys got a little stretch out of that too, huh? Good. Well, it's been a long morning, but I tell you, I can't think of a better way to spend it than to be together with you, God's people. You know, we encourage each other, we help each other, and man, oh man, it's a great lifestyle till Christ comes back, isn't it? One more verse to close out, Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God, what? Rule in your heart. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Man, oh man. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Wow. Well, in conclusion, we have looked at the most critical subject in God's word, and that is a determining factor in how we live our life now until Christ comes back. Yeah, sure, we're born again. We have Christ in us. We could just kind of lay back and wait, but why not tap into the great promises of God? Why not live for Him? Why not stay our minds, stay our thoughts on God, wait for Him? Meditate day and night. Praise Him at least 7 times a day. Why not have the peace of God reigning in our heart? Why not having that peace? It's worth it, isn't it? Man, you go to these seminars and pay thousands of dollars, we talk about, to learn some positive principles. You can't beat this. Peace. Wow. And then we want to dump everything that is not good, that's of the world, and lead captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. All right? So let's stay our minds on our Father, the Rock of Ages, and live in peace with Christ within. Okay? All right. So Heavenly Father, we're sure grateful and thankful for the richness of your word, the reality of it, Father, that we looked at today, that in our hearts we can change, we can make new goals, we can do anything we want because we have freedom of mind. And we can put your thoughts on, Father, your thoughts, and walk in the victory that you've called us to walk in. So, Father, I thank you for your people here, for just the great time we've had this morning of fellowship, of giving, of sharing, of learning your word. And I pray that we all can just walk out as better brothers and sisters in Christ within the family, and bless you and give you praise constantly. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 All right. Bless you.